contribute to the church, because we are behind in our donations for this year, about $8,000 we are behind. So we need to continue to ramp up our donations at least 20% as we donate. Please keep that in our prayers and continue to do that. At the same time, as a church, we ought to step in and help people in our community who have been affected by this. If you know anybody who is struggling to buy groceries or pay rent at the risk of losing their residence or anything, let us know. We will do as much as we can to help out during this time as well. Are there any other announcements that I missed or anything that... No? Alright, thank you all for joining church today. It is a great day that God has given us. To wake up and see the sunlight through the window is a blessing. And here we are again getting up in good health and strength. And thank God for this Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our opening hymn is How Great Thou Art. Our choir is here ready to sing that song from behind. What a blessing it is to gather here again to start our service.
My soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as your people. In this church that we can start online as well, to worship you together as your people. We acknowledge the glory of the eternal triune God today as we celebrate Trinity Sunday. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together in one, our eternal God, we worship you with love and wonder, and we join our voices with angels and saints and those who have gone before us and the generations that will follow us. God the Father, you send your precious Son Jesus Christ to be the light of the world, shining through us through your Son, Lord, in our hearts and in our lives, that we may be the beacons of love in this world around us, to stand for peace and justice with compassion with one another, and in witness to the world that the living God reigns. Holy Spirit of righteousness, stirring up in us a thirst to spread your love. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit today. As we celebrate communion today, we pray that your Holy Spirit will bless us. As we take the communion to our dear ones at home also, bless us, Lord, together wherever we are, that we'll bring honor and glory to your name and blessing your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time that we can greet each other in Christian love. We can do it online as well. Thank you all for joining. Hi, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Linda and Jack, I see nobody there. Are you okay there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Is Jack doing okay?
Good morning.
All right. And Harry? I can't see Harry there.
Because Harry's not here right now.
Okay.
Harry's
good.
Well.
All right. As long as you guys are doing okay. Vicky and Chuck, thanks for joining.
Hey.
Martha, good morning.
Hey.
JC, good morning. Jean and Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm glad to see everybody. JD, I hope you are listening to us. Good morning.
See Haley and Kyle.
Hey, Haley and Kyle. Good morning. What are the girls doing? Okay.
Looking to you, and I don't know.
Hey, Jean, Mac, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Thanks for joining, everyone. It is a blessing to be here, and also celebrating the Holy Communion today. Let us continue to worship our. Responsive reading is
church.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few.
Okay. Our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 8. I will be led by Lisa and Dean today.
Chanted above the heavens by the mouth of the babies and infants.
You have set up a defense against your foes to still the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars which you have established,
what are human beings to be mindful of them,
and mortals that you care for them?
Yet you have made them little less than God,
and crowned them with glory and honor.
You have given them dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen.
And also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the air and the fish of the sea.
Whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord.
How majestic is your name in all the earth.
Thank you, Lisa and Dean, for reading the Psalter today. It is our prayer time as we come together as people of God. We lift up our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that God showers upon us in our lives. Even when we don't deserve it, He still showers His blessings on us. And also we'll bring together as a church family our burdens and concerns and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. And our God's promise to us is that He will listen when we pray in unity, that He will answer according to His will and at His time. And we take our burdens and concerns to the Lord today together as a church family. As Gail will post the prayer request on the screen, there are some special items that we wanted to bring up, particularly from this list. Remember JC's family as they are struggling again with some more members of the family have been affected by the COVID. Let us continue to pray for them, as well as those who have other families that we may not even know that have been affected by the disease, that God will intervene and bring a closure to an end to this pandemic. And let us pray for the doctors and nurses and all the people who are working in the front lines and also in the background serving us our services for our daily living. Let us also remember them in our prayers. Let us pray for the president of our country and the governors of the states who are making decisions on this as they continue with struggling to fight this disease. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom and the discernment to make the right decisions. Martha has joined us today. She said she had some concerns this week that we need a prayer, need to continue to pray for her. Let us keep her in our prayers. Martha, you want to share anything? Or?
Yes, I got news on Friday that I do have a blockage in my heart. So I guess the next step is a heart catheterization and see what's going on and get it fixed. And once that's fixed, then I can get back hopefully with my cancer treatment.
We'll continue to pray for you, Martha. You are in God's hands and we trust Him with you. And pray for Jack as he's continuing with his dialysis. And how is he doing, Linda? Can you all hear me?
Her phone is muted.
Okay, all right. I think we heard from her this morning that they are doing fine, but Jack is still continuing with his treatment. Any other special mention from this item? I haven't seen Bob or Kathy today online. Anybody heard from them? No? Okay.
I want to add a person to the list, please.
Okay.
His name is Tim Bateman. He's one of our clients, and he's battling stage 4 throat cancer. So, Tim and his family.
Tim?
Tim with a T. Tim Bateman. He has peace and
that whatever God's will is, that we may be given strength. And thank you for all of your prayers for my mom, Anna Philip. You see that name listed there. She had a, she's 90 years old and had a fall and a fracture on her hip a couple of months ago. But she's back to almost normal now. She's walking by herself. Yesterday we had a prayer meeting that I saw her sitting all through that prayer meeting online, which was a very good blessing. Thank you for all your prayers. Anyone else has anything special to call out? If not, we'll spend a couple of moments in silent prayer. We can bring out our unspoken prayers during that time as well. And then I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charges against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies and gives us everything. Thank you, loving God, for our lives with all its joys and blessings that come with it. Thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us every day. Even when we don't deserve it, Lord, you shower all the things that we enjoy in our lives on us. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. We lift up all of our needs also at this time. Some of us are worried about our health, and some of us are worried about our future, of our children, and a lot of things are happening around us, Lord. During this time, we trust all that things into your hands, Lord. You are the source of all good things, and who desires only good for us. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns to you at this time. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance. Touch those who need your healing, Lord, and comfort those who are in distress. Strengthen those who are weak and empower those who need strength in their lives today. Let your spirit direct them who need direction in their lives. God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us everything more than we could ever deserve. Give us the grace to act in faith in times of hurts and griefs. We thank you for your healing presence in our midst. When we are hurt, you are always there. Guide us in all we do, that we will live a life that is pleasing to you and to be a blessing to others. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's our offertory time that we'll be singing the next song. Please use that address to mail in your contributions to the church. That Gail will be posting that. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come to you with our sacrifice of gift today and the offerings that we commit to you today. God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us everything more than we could ever deserve. We offer ourselves at this time as well, that we find joy in freely giving our prayers and our presence and our gifts to your service. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of your Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 The scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and also John's Gospel chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. I'll be reading the scripture today, Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then we'll go to the Gospel of John, verses 1 and 2. I'll be reading from actually 1, 2, 3 and 4 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for blessing us with your word today. As we come before your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit will bless us with your presence, that we can meditate on your word, that we can become, it can become life and spirit in our lives, and also a blessing in our lives, but also a blessing to this world through us. Give us the humility to accept your words today, Lord, and also give us an obedient spirit to follow and obey the words that you speak to us today. Bless us with your presence as we take communion today, that we will become more powerful in the days to come to spread your love to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So these are some of the verses that I read today from the first chapter of Genesis, the first two verses, that in the beginning God created. And then John's Gospel starts with, in the beginning was the Word. So both of these books start with in the beginning, and in the beginning of what? In the beginning of what is the scripture talking about? A lot of times we think that in the beginning there was God. That is not what the scripture says. In the beginning, God created. God does not have a beginning. God does not have an end. But the creation has a beginning, and the creation has an end. So in the beginning, God created. It's not that in the beginning there was God. In the beginning, God created the creation. The beginning of creation is what the book is talking about. And John is talking about the Word itself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we talk about the beginning, a lot of times we think that God is the beginning. Yes, God is the beginning of our lives and the beginning of at the end of our lives as well, because we have a beginning and we have an end. We are in God. Our life is in God. But God does not have a beginning, and it does not have an end. In fact, He is the beginning and the end. So it is a mystery that we believe, even though that is the truth, that God is eternal. From eternity to eternity, He is Almighty God, no beginning and no end. But a lot of times the world goes, the way the world goes is of concern, that we see that more and more people are not becoming aware of the presence of God and outright rejecting God in this world that we see around us. Our doubt about God is rising more than ever, particularly in the millennial generation, that we read that about 83% of the millennials doubt that there is a God, which is a very high number. So these are there are studies people are doing in various generations as we speak. Is it?
This one's working, so.
Okay. What happened? It's no power?
You go ahead. I'll take care.
Okay. So when we talk about God in this world, it is not about what people think about God. God is God eternally and always there, controlling and taking control of the situations in our lives and in this world. People have various reasons to deny the existence of God. Some may say that because of the pain and the suffering and the evil that we see in this world, there is no God. And if there is a God, why would there be suffering and pain and evil in this world? But at the same time, we can turn that question around and say that if there is pain and suffering, wherever there is pain and suffering, there is the presence of God. That's what, as Christians, we experience in our lives. The world who that thinks that because of pain and suffering and evil, there is no God. I heard a story about a story of a barber in a little town. Someone came into the barber shop and said that he did not believe there is God because there are so many problems in this world. Poverty, misery, suffering, evil, corruption, and all those things he was mentioning, and says that if all of these things are going around us, there is no God around because of all these things. Then as he was about to leave, the barber called him and showed him a person through his window outside walking on the street with a long hair and a long beard, and then asked him, does that mean that there are no barbers around? A lot of times that we think that because of the problems we see that there is no God, but as people of faith we believe that God is the midst of our problems. We look for God in the wrong places many times. I read a story about Billy Graham in a crusade. He was walking around the city before the meeting started, and then he asked a boy if he knew how to get to the post office. The boy gave Billy Graham the directions, and before leaving, Billy said to the boy, come on over to the arena tonight and I will tell you how to get to heaven. The boy looked at him and replied, how can you know how to get to heaven? You don't even know the way to the post office. If we don't know our origin, it is safe to say that we miss a lot of knowledge about our life itself. A car or a machine or a building, in order to understand the car, you need to know who made it and how it was made. The engine and the gears and all the components that come with it. So we are not just the product of a random mistake, of a random act. And I refuse to believe that we are the product of a random collision somewhere. Science teaches us that nothing happens by chance. That's what science believes, or science teaches us. Chance is merely a term indicating cause and existence, but it is not about recognition or perception. So basic science is based on the theory that everything that has a beginning has to have a cause. Then the universe has a beginning, therefore the universe has a cause. And a cause is the creation that God created all of this from nothing. With his own word, he created. And let there be light, there was light. And let there be waters, there was waters. So we are all product of creation of God and not the product of chances or some kind of an accidental event that happened. There is good evidence that the God had created this universe and it had a beginning. And a lot of science that we see around us today probably deny the existence of creation, but at the same time, it does not prove scientifically that evolution is a science as well. So creation and evolution, we balance it, and we believe that God created everything. But the Bible teaches us two great truths, as I read today, in the beginning God and in the beginning Word. It says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is pre-existent, co-existent, and self-existent. The universe requires a cause because it had a beginning. God, unlike the universe, has no beginning, so God does not need a cause. So I am trying to explain, not to convince you that there is a God, because I don't have to convince you. And it's not about our perception about if there is a God or not. God is still there if you don't believe him or not. In the letter according to, written to Romans, Paul says that for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood in the things that have been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking. So it is impossible to live and breathe in this world without recognizing God. Just observing nature in itself is a proof to that. So we live in him, and we move in him, and have our being in him. That's what we read in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being. So we are sitting here today celebrating the Trinity Sunday, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, who is the eternal God that we believe in, who has been always existent, and who does not have a beginning and an end. We are going to celebrate that Trinity Sunday to acknowledge the unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And also at the same time, we praise God for his almighty works in our lives. He gave us a life in this world as a gift to use and live for his glory and for the blessing of this world. David says that in Psalm 8 that we read in the Psalter today, that when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have made, what is man that you are mindful of, and the son of man that you visit him? And also David continues to say that in Psalm 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. God is the beginning, God is the end and of our lives. So he does not need a cause and an effect. God as creator of time is outside of time. Since therefore he has no beginning in time, he has always existed, so does not need a cause. He cannot be created in an image or compressed into a limitation of human creation, like an idol or a picture. We cannot limit God in a box either. At the same time, God is eternal and he is beside us and outside of us. Our wisdom falls short, but his does not. He is an almighty, all-knowing God. We think sometimes that we know everything, but we do not know even a little virus that is affecting us today. So how much that we understand the greatness of God when we look at our lives itself, how fragile that our lives are, how great God is today, and let us worship him together. When we cannot explain certain things in our life like sickness or grief or death or things that come to us and hit us by surprise, sometimes we may not have answers. But instead of trying to understand the answers or find the answers, because as limited human beings we may not be able to find answers to all the questions that we are asking, but we can always remember that he is an eternal God who is there listening to us, seeing us, what we go through every day of our lives. Where could I go but to the Lord? Elvis Presley sang that so beautifully. Life here is grand and with friends I love so well. Comfort I get from God's own word. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? When I pass the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? So there is no such thing as chance. Even if we are going through some difficult times, whatever it be, in our health or in our family, it is not about chance. God is seeing us. God is listening to us. We are able to see now only with our eyes, but God has seen the past, the present, and the future already that we are going through. It is true that not a sparrow drops unnoticed by the mind of the Creator, that even the hairs on our head are numbered. There is nothing outside of Him. There is nothing that happens contrary to His plans. So let us trust in Him, our eternal and heavenly Father. I was reading a devotional about a mother who was sharing her story. Even the hairs of our head are numbered. Angela Pissel from North Carolina writes like this. Soon after my daughter Gracie turned 3, she started chemotherapy because of the cancer that they detected. 6 months of treatment were needed to help her fight a rare form of eye cancer. As I contemplated what lay ahead, I was paralyzed by fear. How can this be happening? If there is a God, I asked myself, God, are you there? Why my daughter? She asked. Shortly after her first treatment, Gracie's hair began to fall out. And she writes, my heart broke when she handed me a fistful of long blonde hairs one time while we were praying. She could not take it anymore. And she said, God, help me comfort her. I can't do this without you. Immediately an amazing calm came over her and she remembered the verse from Matthew chapter 10 verse 30. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them fall to the ground apart from your Father. Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So fear not. Therefore you are more of value than any sparrows that you will see. Remember, God's love for Gracie is so complete that even the hairs of her head are all numbered. And she writes, I held Gracie and lovingly brushed her hair now. As more of hair fell out, I reassured her that God knows everything that is happening to us. But now, years later, about 15 years later, when I brush Gracie's long blonde hair, I am reminded of God's love and His greatness. When I look through scripture, I read that God can be trusted. He is an eternal God. From beginning to end, He is the same loving God who loved us in the past, who loves us in the present, and He will love us in the future no matter what we have to go through. Jesus says that God is aware of everything that happens to us, even to the sparrows that we see. No matter what we are going through, whether illness or loneliness, or separation or grief, God is with us. God values us enough to count each strand of our hair. God is with us in our pain. He is holding us as His little children. He is our Creator, our Sustainer, and in whom we live and breathe and have our being. So fear not. We are of more value than the world considers us today. Let us go to God in prayer with that trust, promise, and the trust and promise in Him that God is a God who considers us to be more valuable than
You're
anything.
You're muted, Pastor.
Okay. Thank you, Haley. Okay, now go.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. So let us continue to worship together today. We had a little technical glitch. Hopefully you were able to see, hear me.
We may have to use your audio, and I can dub it in on the video later.
The recording you have.
What's that?
The recorder that you have.
Okay.
We may have to dub that in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are they hearing me now?
Everything is good now.
Everything is good. Okay. Thank you. We'll continue with our worship and communion. Thank you, Gail, for jumping in and fixing it. Whatever it was, we had a glitch, and we were able to fix it. And if you can post our communion prayers. While she is putting up our communion service order, this is what we are doing for this time when we do the communion. This is a package that comes sealed. It has the wafer on top, and then so this comes with a package like this. There are two seals. You will open the first seal, you will have the wafer that comes out of the first seal. You take that, and then you open the second seal, will have the juice inside that you can take after the wafer. You can do it at home, saying the Lord's Prayer for those that we will be delivering to home. The others, some of them will be coming to the parking lot, we will be serving them at the parking lot. Let us try this today. And these are all new to all of us. So let us try to continue to have this fellowship together here. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Let us offer one another signs of reconciliation and love. As forgiven and reconciled people, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We will lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, he gave thanks to you, and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. As we have already prayed the Lord's Prayer, we can continue to the serving in the communion this time. As United Methodist Church, our table is an open table. We don't have any separation of children or adults. We serve communion to children as well. It is an open table. It's the Lord's table. If you accept Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are part of the community of faith and you can take this. Like I said, you take this cup and the special wafer from the sealed cup today. As you take the communion, say Lord's Prayer as well and pray for the world's peace and an end to this pandemic. Those of you who are coming to the parking lot, you can get started. We'll be here at least until 12:30. So if you are coming, get started. And those of you who are waiting at the home, we'll be coming by and we have your addresses. If any of you...
I think everything is good.
Yeah, everything is good. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this holy mystery that you have given us through this communion to come together to your presence and take part in this blessing. Bless us, Lord, to be a blessing to this world as we go out to this world to be your witnesses, to spread your love and compassion and care to this world. As we depart from here, Lord, bless each and every one of us, especially the ones who will be taking this at their homes today. We pray that your presence be there as well. Help us to be faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. Until we see each other again, Lord, we pray that you'll keep us under your mighty wings and protection. We pray that your Spirit will guide us, especially during this time of pandemic. We pray for your care and compassion to those who are suffering. We pray that you intervene and bring an end to this pandemic so that we can all worship together in one place as your people. Bless us as we go and guide us with your Spirit until we see each other again in Christian love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now receive this benediction. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all for joining. God bless you all. Thank you.
We will be serving those who are in the parking lot now. May God bless you all.